very easy.
Manifested from his body, all the cows and his cow boys and continuing his leelas. And so when Lord Brahma returned, he saw that all leelas were still going on. And he was thinking, oh, how is this possible? Then he began to meditate on the form of Krishna. And then he saw that all these associates and the cows and the calves all had forearms and form. So then he could realize, oh yes, this is Bhagavan. And he became very ashamed. He came down on his...
And then he began to... Can you say something about this?
Actually, I heard that Rama couldn't steal the cowherd boys because actually they're more powerful than Rama. So by arrangement of Yoga Maya, the cowherd boys were still waiting for Krishna at the Jamuna, and Yogamaya created some Maya cowherd boys, and Brahma put those cowherd boys in the cave. Also, when Brahma went back to Brahmalok, Krishna had already gotten there before him and assumed a forearm form and told the gatekeepers in Brahmalok, there'll be a bogus Brahma, don't let him in. So when Brahma went back to Brahmalok, they chastised him, they abused him very severely. He says, what happened? And he went back to the earth planet and saw that the cowherd boys were still there, and then he realized, oh, I've made a great mistake. Or apparently I've made a great mistake. And in a moment, Krishna has put the cowherd boys back. Also during that year, when they were gone, it was arranged for all this whole Leela was to satisfy the desires of the Vrijavasis, where all of the cows wanted the calves to be Krishna, all of the ladies wanted to marry Krishna, and all of the older ladies wanted Krishna to be their son. So when Krishna manifested all of the calves and the cowherd boys, they were actually Krishna, and the desire was fulfilled. Also, the marriage was made to all of these cowherd boys during that 1 year.
Okay. Can you tell some more?
First of all, Lord Brahma is the head of the Brahma Sampradaya. So he's not an ignorant person. He knows all Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Quran, everything very well. So he cannot think, he cannot have a doubt. Is Krishna God or is Krishna not God? This doubt cannot come in his mind. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So you are hearing or you are engaged in both? So I told you to give it to their... Oh, you can take. Or they should go to their mothers. Oh, yes. Or they will let their fathers to hear.
They don't want you to hear anything.
You should go. Oh, no. You should see. I want that you should hear this Siddhanta. So, also, for you also, new things will come. Go on.
Doubt cannot come in his mind. Is Krishna God or is Krishna not God? He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this doubt cannot come in his mind, and therefore he cannot do any examination or any test to see whether Krishna is God. So at this point, we say this, that this is quite wrong to say that Brahma was testing whether Krishna was God or not. This point is quite wrong. Then,
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if he has made any mistake, then what mistake did he make? He saw that Krishna had delivered Agasur, and the soul of Agasur came out from his body and was floating in the sky. And when Krishna came out from the mouth of Agasur, then that soul entered into the feet of Krishna. When Brahmaji saw this, he was quite amazed. Why? Because Agasur is very sinful. And now, very easily by the mercy of Krishna, he was liberated in such a way that even great sages and yogis meditating for millions of years, they cannot attain such a destination. So this was astonishing. Yet he had a curiosity and had some greed. I want to see more pastimes of Krishna. So instead of seeing pastimes of Krishna by sadhan bhajan, then he used the experimental method, I'll take the coward voice and then see what he does. Even if we accept this fact, then still we cannot say that Brahmaji is guilty of making a mistake. Because Brahmaji, he knows Tattva Siddhanta. He knows that even you cannot see better pastimes of Krishna by the experimental method. It is possible by sadhana and by kripa, only by this. So even this mistake, we will have to understand that this was the influence of Yogamaya. Because as Kesava Krishna Prabhu explained, the gopis of Vrindavan, the younger gopis, they wanted Krishna to be the husband. The elderly gopis wanted Krishna to drink their breast milk. And the cows also wanted to feed Krishna their milk directly. So in order to fulfill the desires of the Brijvasis, then Yogamaya attracted Lord Brahma from Brahmalok and brought him to Vrindavan and inspired him to steal away the coward voice like this. So we cannot attribute any faults to Lord Brahma. This was the arrangement of Yogamaya.
Understand something? More you should know that Brahma was disciple of Krishna. When he came out from the of Garbhodasai, everywhere he saw darkness, darkness, darkness only. What to do? From where I came? What is my duty to do? Then he began to think, but he could not think anything. Went inside that kamal stem, but he could not imagine that, oh, how long, how great this is. Going up, down, he could not make anything. Then at last he came up and he was thinking what to do. In the meantime, a voice aerial came, Divya Vani. That, oh, tapa, tapa, tapa. And then he began to do very hard austerity. What? When he wanted to do this tapa, at once a sound from the Krishna flute came. And it was what? Krishna mantra, Kling Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijan Vallabhaya Swaha. But Brahma now wanted that I should create world, because it was the order of Garbhodasai. So he began to do it. Oh, what doing? Japa of this mantra, Kling Krishnaya, Govindaya. Oh, for thousand and thousand years. When heart was somewhat clear, then at once again Krishna, or from his flute, Kling Kam Devaya Vidvi Pushpanaya Dhimahi Tanno Nanga Prachodaya. He gave. First came from through Saraswati, Divyavani. but secondly came from his float. And thus he knew these two mantras. But even there was something, what? How to create this world? He was thinking. So Gopi Prem, Praja Prem, oh, Kamdevaya Pitmehe, the fruit of this mantra. Oh, he could not realize. But he has power to create. So if he were chanting, remembering Hare Krishna, or Gopal mantra, or Kam Gayatri even, but sometimes, oh, I want to, oh, be very wealthy. Oh, I want this, that, worldly, very beautiful lady, very beautiful husband. Anything worldly requirements are coming, oh, this mantra will fulfill and then go away. Don't at the time of remember anything except Krishna and your deity of the mantra. No? And also you should remember, oh, what are our relations? Then Nyas, then Prapatti, and then Sranagati, and then with five limbs of this mantra. Without, oh, mantra will not come. The fruit of mantra, Gopal or Kamdev will not come. They will not manifest. So try to be very clear from your heart. Only one I want. The object of the life. To serve Radha Krishna Kanyuga. Especially to the servant of Radha. Then it may come. Otherwise any desire, at once it will give and go away. So Brahma has something. So power of creation came. Not Gopi Prem. But even he knew by the mercy of Krishna, Grihana Gaditang Maya, how I am, how this world came, how my beauties and all everything, by my mercy you will know. He knew all the tattva, but he could not realize that thing. Oh, in Braja, Gopi mode. Now he created world and so many avatar came. Matsa, Kurma, Barah, Nishingha, Baman, Kalki, all came. Or so many. Now Brahma, oh, he came to Braja. Krishna was to see some pastimes of this Krishna. He knew that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he saw from Iskoy that Aghasur, being a very sinful person, demon, how he was liberated? His soul mixed in Krishna. Oh, very strange, wonderful. He should have be given sinful place like Narak and other things. But how he was liberated. And then after this he wanted to see more pastimes of sweet pastimes of Krishna. But how it will be? I should make any cause. But this came, this idea came, that I should do something like ignorance, that Krishna, sweet past, more I will see. But this came from Krishna. He ordered, ya wished Jogmaya, and Jogmaya at once came, and he covered the mind of Brahma, and he, oh, what did at once? Oh, what Krishna was wanting, that I will be the son of so many cows, because they want. I want to be the son of so many gopis. And I want to be the beloved of all the teenage-aged girls. Go to your mother. Mother, not father. Atav, be silent and hear. She is going to mother. No. They know. They know. No. Maya has sent. But don't make him listen. Oh, no, don't disturb them.
Otherwise he will be free from...
When they will be hungry, then they will. Otherwise not.
Mother's turn to hear now.
Only the requirement, then they will go. Otherwise, father, 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 father.
So teenage gopis didn't want
that. And that is why at once Krishna wished that I should fulfill all the desires of all. I should be son of so many lakhs and lakhs cows, son of so motherlyhood, mothers, gopis. And I should be beloved of all the gopis. Quickly he remembered, he thought, and at once, Jogmaya always there, he quickly did it. He came in the mind of Brahma and pushed or inspired to think like this. Oh, I should take all the cowherd boys and
calves,
and I should anywhere. And what then he, my Prabhu, will do? Oh, this is somewhat wrong. But it came from Jogmaya. So we cannot tell it wrong. Because it came from the wish of Krishna. If he had Krishna never wished and Jogmaya never done, then it was like offense. But really it came from the wish of and Jogmaya. The wish of Krishna is Jogmaya. Krishna wish is Jogmaya. So it came from there. And what happened, you know, he became calves and sons of mothers, and Gargacharya told all the Brajavasi, oh, this year is very auspicious, you should give marriage. Even they are small, no harm. Even they are in om, you should make a vow that I will marry to his son or his daughter. And what became Krishna at that time has become covered like boy all everywhere. So that marriage was done to whom? Oh, to Krishna. Understand? So all were married. But in what? Oh, Krishna was that time in the form of covered buzz of each gopi's son, not as a Krishna. But Krishna strictly married them. Why? To satisfy all the persons who believe in Varnashram Dharma, that why Krishna is with gopis? And he has done wrong. And for this he did. He also married Srimati Radhika in Bhandirvan by changing garland, by Gandharviva, only to satisfy them. Otherwise, no need. And also this is the sweet past times. So he did. tells you not to give attention to Maharaj, attention to me. No. Maya? You are Maya? Be far away.
He said that when Lord Brahma came in Braj and saw that the coward boys were still there, then he went into trance, and by his trance he realized everything. But actually, even Baladev in trance, he cannot realize what he was doing. So how can Brahma realize his trance?
So in the end of that year, Baladev was thinking, what happens? Oh, who are these boys? Why all the gopis are so much attracted to their own son, not to Krishna so much. Equal now. And before, they were very much attached to Krishna. Also cows. At first they used to take care of Krishna and they wanted to love more than their calves. But now equal to their calves. Why? He could not realize. Then he asked Krishna, what is the matter? I am not understanding what you are doing. And by the mercy, Krishna smiled. And at once his maya, yoga maya, went. And then he saw, oh, all the cows are Krishna. All the boys are cowherds are himself Krishna. All the lakuti, the sticks, shinga, flute, they are everything. Everything, all paraphernalia. Oh, all Krishna. Then he asked Krishna, oh, by one mother, Yashoda, oh, you are not fully satisfied by her milk, and that is why you have become, oh, so many sons of these gopis, and even not, and then you have become calves. Huh? Oh, what is the matter? And then he knew. And then he did. Oh, this is your what?
Maya.
Any maya cannot cannot cover my knowledge. Oh, this is your, that is why I was for 1 month, 1 year I could not imagine what is going on. But today I am seeing. So, Brahma, we accepted Brahma, our Guru, because he was given Kama Gayatri by Krishna himself and by Saraswati. Saraswati means who is? Oh, himself, Yogmaya of Krishna. Suddha Saraswati. And first he was given mantra. And then this Prachodayat. This mantra was given to him. So, we call him our Sampradaya Guru. We accept. Shankara is not initiated by Krishna. No? Anyone, Chatushan or Nimbaditya, anyone, even Lakshmi, Guru of Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, anyone or not, only Brahma is initiated by this Kama Gayatri. So we think that he is our Guru. But, he should not be entangled with Maya or ignorance or doing any offense. Yes?
When I was saying that, you preach like that in a general way. And so we say that externally Lord Brahma did some offense, so therefore he had to come in.
But we should try to always follow Shastra.
Yes.
For Brahma it has been told. All these things.
Where is it told,
Gurudev? Oh.
With the Goswamis?
No, in his shloka also. In his shloka and in explanations. In shloka, when he saw Agasur that he mixed in the Krishna, and then he, very wonderful, very wonderful. He was not thinking that Krishna is Supreme Personality or God. Oh, he knew from this accident also. And he has come to see Krishna like a Supreme Personality of God. That is why he came in Vrindavan. And that is why he saw. And then, he wanted to see some more. Not to test Krishna. So it has been written there. So we should try to. Yes. And explanation this more, that what I told, Viswanath Chakravarti Thamya, Rasika Acharya, Gaudiya Vedanta, Gaudiya Rasika Acharya. He has told that thing. Also, Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Toshini, he has declared all these things. And what about Haridas Thakur? He was Brahma. He can be upset, covered by Maya sometimes. Then we should very carefully, we should try to tell anything. Very careful. We should know all this Siddhant. Otherwise, pure bhakti will not come.
Gurudev, yesterday you described how Jai and Vijay, in the form of Jaga and Madai, they got some very special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And realized something about Krishna, Krishna Lila.
Yes.
They were Parakarab Narayan. So, in the same way, Ramaji, we see that in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, by Narayan, he received some Chatusloki Bhagavatam. And then he came in Krishna Lila, in Brahma Vimohan Lila.
But how you can tell that from Narayan?
That fasting day, he received mantra from Krishna directly by his food.
Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that when he did his tapasya, then he had the darshan of Vaikuntha, and all Vaikuntha and Vaikuntha Parikas have been described in 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9.
Though it is, but here we should take the explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or Sanatana Goswami better.
It seems like there's some different explanation in 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam compared with Brahma Samhita.
But we should always depend on our Goswami. Somewhere in Shastra it has been written, Krishna is Durga, Durga is Krishna. Then how to reconcile? Durga. In any Puran it has been written that Durga is really Srimati Radhika. In his slokas, even, always in the heart of Krishna, Shaiva Durga, Srimati Radhika is Durga here. And this Durga, worldly Durga, is only
shadow
of that Durga. So that here we can explain that, Radhika is here Durga. So Radhika is Krishna, Krishna is Radhika. So, Jiva Goswami, everywhere, especially in Krishna Sanghita, in his explanation, even it is written that Ganesh is there in Golok Vrindavan. But who is Ganesh there? Really? He is root idea is there. So, the roots of all the demigods, in any way, in pure form, they are in Golok Vrindavan. Otherwise, they cannot come here. Like, Abhimanyu was in this Pragat Leela. There should be some mood of Abhimanyu there. Otherwise, so, from there, in a gross form, they became, and they are serving. So if you want to know all Siddhant, you should take shelter of Jiva Goswami. He has done.
Can we think that Lord Brahma, he came as Haridas Thakur, but in Gauralila, then he must have got some special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was not available to him in Krishna-lila.
That is why he came to Vrindavan, first Gauralila. No? First Gaur Leela, and he has some mercy of Gaur Chandra. Navadi. And then he came. Because we may take it as a point of any point of circle, maybe first. So it may be that at that time first Gaur Leela and then Krishna Leela. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shakti Smat Ekatmana Bhopura Vedam Deham Gutautau Chaitanyakya Prakata Madhuna Tadvayanchamat. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has taken this point. Who is before? Who is prior? Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna. Sometimes Radha and Krishna becoming one, they become Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when comes in two forms, Radha and Krishna. So who is before and who is prior and who is first? Then he. Oh, you should not be worried for this. You should not be worried for this. It may be that first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then Krishna Radha, and it may be first Radha and Krishna and then Mahaprabhu. No harm. Oh, there are so many prakosh in Golok Vrindavan, and sometimes these and that. He has also cleared in Brahma Sangita, there are two Shweta Deep. Oh, Vrindavan is Shweta Deep, Gokul is Shweta Deep, Braji is Shweta Deep, and also, outer part of the Vrindavan, who are like boundary wall. Out of this, Shweta Deep is there. And that is Golok. And here in Vrindavan Golok, Shweta Deep, there Vrindavan, Krishna, Radha Krishna Jugal pastimes. And Sachinandan, Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, this is Shlok testing. Also there. So Mahaprabhu is in there, Shweta Deep. But both are not same. One is Golok and one is Vrindavan. What Leela? Parishishta. Parishishta?
Supplement.
So they are equal. Vrindavan and Shweta Deep, Navadvip Dham are same. But when Golok, Shweta Deep, then outer wall of Vrindavan. Yes, no. Gaur Pramanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. আমাকে চিন্তা করে বলতে হবে
Yeah.